BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross. What is so funny?
We can't talk about
it's
that.
Keep it together.
I would like to keep it together. Sometimes I bring the off-air conversations on air. I am not going to bring the Mark Robert conversation to on air.
Thank you. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you to talk about game
Kenny?
Two of the NBA Finals. And
I think Kenny's like that too.
It's not genetic necessarily. I'm just.
It could be.
Things
you inherited.
Things don't get
that?
Passed down. Yeah, I don't think that inheritance is not necessarily a deal here.
Oh man, I'm getting an ab workout with laughter today. I love it.
Sorry, Ed.
That's awesome. That's great.
Oh, man.
So, Nuggets are now minus 700 to win the NBA Finals. Heat have moved to longer odds at 5-1. I don't know if there's necessarily value there, and there certainly wasn't value prior to Game 1 if you took the Nuggets at minus 400 to win the series. That was a little steep, and now it's only getting steeper. But when you're looking at, say, you know, series ending in, you know, X number of games, the longest number is for a sweep at plus 325, which of course makes sense because, you know, you really only have one path to get to a sweep. But five games is the favorite at plus 175, which to me is interesting because something we talked about with Kate Constable in an earlier segment, this idea that the Heat had a miserable three-point shooting performance, especially when it came to wide open threes, when they were just coming off of a series where they were making history with how well they were shooting wide open threes. And so, Joe, I ask you this. If Miami can shoot better, then Denver could of course, you know, shoot better as well. And that's also possible. But I do wonder if because of the fantastic shooting that we saw in the Celtics series, that's one of the reasons why a sweep feels a little, you know, say long here.
They need these two games off. They're probably very pleased with the way the schedule plays out, how it's dragged out in the NBA Finals. They can get used to the altitude. And during Off the Board, we were talking about something different that Charles Barkley talked about. But something Barkley was saying last night is he was basically saying that it's fake news, that it's not a thing. And Grant Hill was next to him. He's like, what are you talking about, dude? It's like, this is a real thing, and this is a big reason why teams come to Denver and struggle so much. And now they're going to be in those elements for a few days, get used to it a little bit. I don't know that it impacted the poor shooting last night. Maybe it had something to do with it, but there are a lot of different things. If we were to make a case for the Heat with the exact same point spread at the moment, plus 8.5 in game number two, where maybe the altitude's part of it, but they've got to attack. I know there's a size disparity, but they've two free throws. That can't happen again. They can't. And I wonder about Butler. I mean, is it as simple as saying the threes are the threes? I mean, that was big. That's why they got this far, hitting that outside shot. But if this Butler that we've seen, you know, over the last couple weeks, if this Butler's in this series, like, it's going to be 4 or 5, right? Like, they need him to take over games to make some sort of a run, to make a series out of it. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, he's the reason they got to this point. Him and then the other contributions, the three-point shooting, a lot of it is risky and just depends on if you're hot. And we were talking about it yesterday, and I really didn't realize it, that the Nuggets were the second best team in the NBA at defending the three as well. So maybe we need to be giving Denver a little bit of credit here too. It was an off-shooting night. Denver was good defensively, so maybe I just think we're not going to see the same type of performance from the Heat again. That's what makes me a little worried about game two. You know, when you're looking at props, who's going to go off, adjustments on both sides. And last night, that triple-double for Jokic was way too sweaty. I don't know if I want to have another heart attack this weekend and beyond that again. And now it's Can you believe a triple double? It's like minus 130 now. It's ridiculous for Jokic.
Wow.
I don't even know if I'm going to bet it. And it's like one of my favorite bets. One thing, and I do think there is something to it. It's like either Jokic is the facilitator or Murray and the other one is scoring and vice versa. That, you know, maybe they're, I do like Murray for a double-double. I do think that either at some point in the game, he's going to get points or assists. And I think him to go over, you know, 10 points, 10 assists is doable for him. That's, you know, one bet that I really like for myself. Game two.
Aaron, prior to game one, you liked Jokic to get a triple-double in every game in the finals. You are the cash-out queen. Is that something that you want to get here?
I actually don't want to get out of that. I think it will be close because there could be games like what I saw last night. I mean, they're up almost 20 points and he's sitting on the bench and I'm like, oh my gosh, like he needs one more rebound. If they don't get him back in the game, I am going to lose my cool and I'm freaking out. I mean, there could be some blowouts and they don't need to play Jokic. We saw him play 45 minutes against the Lakers, but he played 40 last night. If he doesn't play or if he doesn't have to grab the boards, I mean, even Kate was saying there's nights he's getting almost 20 rebounds and, you know, he's down on assists. Or you just never know in which one of those he's going to score the most or, you know, go off on assists. But I do think it's still doable. And I almost wonder if it's something that he's aiming to do now because he got that last board with a minute and 40 left last night. And it was sweaty because, yes, I did put 4X on it. I'm going to be honest.
You did not.
A little more.
last night. I thought you meant for the series.
Oh, no, not that 18-1. I just sprinkled that. So, I wasn't. That's a long shot. Now, for four games, if they sweep, it is definitely doable for him.
Yeah.
It's not out of the question.
On that 18-1, I would actually feel good because that's last night was the game that might be in question the most. There will be a couple in the series that are in question, but the first one that was up in the air until the end, he got. He's going to have some easy triple-doubles, too, in this series. We all know that with Jokic.
Yep.
So I would love to have that 18-1 in pocket. I think that's a fun bet. And, you know, maybe one of these games, you just miss it by one or two. But he's a threat. We know he's a threat every night. That's why it's minus 130 now.
And I also didn't go 10X on it, so I'm not going to cry if it does.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. Jeez. I actually disagree with the idea that game one was the biggest unknown as far as that bet is concerned. I think it's actually game two. Now that Miami is a little bit more acclimated to the altitude, now that Coach Spo has seen game one in person and can make better adjustments as far as getting prepared for game two, you know, I don't think it's so much, you know, changing venues to game three. I think it has a lot to do. Heck is this noise? Sorry. No.
WhatsApp.
The aliens got Ed.
Yeah. Right. No, no. I just didn't mute my computer. One of my 8 computers I have on my desk. My apologies there. But no, the deal is like I look at this and go, once Coach Spo has made some adjustments, is it still going to be something where Jokic can do whatever he wants? Or is it going to be a situation where Jokic has to be the primary scorer and he can't be the assist guy? Or he's playing too far away from the rim so he can't be the main rebound guy? Or maybe he gets into foul trouble and that limits his minutes. I think it's going to be the second game where I would be most concerned about fulfilling this.
I think for me, Jokic, like you said earlier, he's a unicorn and there's in-game adjustments. There could be periods where he's the assist guy, periods where he's the points guy. And like we saw last night, the rebounds part was sweaty. I mean, and it could change, but I think he's the type of dude who's been doing this consistently with the triple doubles that I think he's going to be right there in every game.
Well, based on what Ed just said, what I was just saying is how the game went, and it ended up being the close one. And that those you're going to get a couple of those throughout the series. But, yes, we can make a case for Denver being better They typically shoot better at home on their threes. They weren't making their threes, and they still won comfortably. They outscored Miami in the first three quarters. I go back to that being such a terrible spot for the Heat, and it is so challenging to play there. After seven games, quick turnaround, altitude, and then the others did nothing. Strus, Duncan Robinson, Martin, they decided not to play Love. I don't know if he's going to be played throughout the series. We shall see. The others did nothing. The superstar didn't do anything as far as the scoring, 13 points. I look at all that, and right now, most of the market's 8.5, but MGM's 8.5. There's a 9.5 popping. I like Miami getting the points. I like Miami getting the points in game two.
Really?
Where do you? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Where are you guys at?
See, I'm still of the ilk who believe that if you're going to take – Miami to cover, you might as well take them on the money line. Like this to
know,
me,
but it is
not
so many points. Yeah,
it is.
I know.
Well, I mean, that's what happened in the Celtics series. And I think it's what we've seen a lot in these playoffs where either it gets to be close and then Miami somehow pulls it out because of playoff Jimmy or something. The Nuggets have won close games as well. But I think in terms of value, yeah, it's a lot of points. But, you know, this is a game of value that we play here in the sports betting world. And because it's such a large number, it's not as precise. It's not as sharp as perhaps it should be. So in that respect, I think, you know, if you like Miami, say they're going to win game two because you're going to get a lot more value. Maybe, you know, you don't win as often, but you profit more over time with that kind of approach. But as far as game two is concerned, I'm backing the Nuggets here. That Coach Spo can't make good adjustments as far as Jokic is concerned. That's why the triple-double prop scares me a lot here. Kevin Love didn't play at all. Cody Zeller only played 8 minutes. Maybe he gets a little bit more time. Maybe you scale back what Duncan Robinson does because, you know, he can be volatile as far as minutes played, things like that. So there are adjustments to be made. I think that zone defense that they played in the fourth quarter, I think, was fairly helpful. That's how Miami was able to get on a run to start that frame. So the adjustments are there. It's just, will it be enough? At some point, I think the Nuggets shooting from the role players, that will overwhelm Miami here, Aaron.
Hmm.
I think also Jokic is just that X factor where we saw the Heat cut the lead in that fourth quarter when in terms of looking at, you know, the spread for game two. And it's like he just has the ability to turn it on and he makes it look so easy. It's like, oh, okay, you know, let me just come in and he's like hitting all his shots. It's crazy what he's capable of doing. I don't know if I'm going to be on the Heat on the spread. I may stay away and just do props.
Woj said, Enrique bringing Tyler Hero, baby, I can be your hero. There's a possibility for game two that he does return. He's going to test the hand again. What if Hero's out there? Does that change anything for anybody? Any second thoughts? Or is he a non-factor in his first game back? April, was it like right when the playoffs started? He got hurt. April 14th,
play-in game, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That
or 16th.
Yeah, sorry. Something like yeah. that.
Yeah,
yeah. Play-in game, first round, somewhere around that time. But I can see the spread moving and overreacting to it. That might be a play. Maybe you want to wait on the spread and get information. I don't know if the spread's baked in the idea of Hero playing in game two, but I would assume it hasn't. Yeah, and if it hasn't, then let's get some intel, and maybe it'll move a point. And if it does, then that gives me further reason to back the Nuggets with something at, say, 8, something like that, 8.5, whatever that number might be.
Yeah, well, it's 8.5 most places now, so if you can get a 7.5, something like that, if you're backing Denver, that looks real juicy.
Real quick, Aaron, when we talk about three pointers made and who will finish with the most of them in this series, this is a market you and I have been looking at closely. Jamal Murray, the favorite at -110 now, at least from what I'm seeing. Gabe Vincent at +240. Anything stand out here that would make sense to you? Gabe Vincent had 5 three-pointers in game one. Michael Porter Jr. had just 2. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Jamal Murray has been the favorite, and if you think the Nuggets are going to win and he's going to be scoring more points, it just made sense. So that's why I looked elsewhere, and it was down to Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin, and the reason why I went with Caleb Martin was more of like recency. He was getting more production, especially in that last series. But also Gabe Vincent was banged up. So I was a little nervous because he only had two less threes in the playoffs than Jamal Murray. So I'm thinking, oh, it's 6-1, look at Gabe Vincent. And maybe that was the better decision in the end.
I think I made a great pick in Strus. Great pick in Strus, 0-for-9 on threes. But, but honestly, I wonder if that volume continues, that might be worth a look. Moving forward, but yeah, he's five back with Vincent with five last night.
Yeah, that's just it. He's five back with potentially three to play. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, we will dive into game series and futures plays for the College World Series as the road to Omaha begins today. That's right here on the BetQL Network.